Joining us now is Parramatta coach Brad Arthur. Morning, Brad. How are you?
Morning, boys. How you going?
Yeah, good, thanks. Great to have you on the show. And a 40-6 loss to Penrith, albeit with a lot of players out, of course, as they had a rest before the finals. But what benefits did you take, Brad, from that match heading towards week one of the finals?
Yeah, well, we've got 11 players to come back into the team for this week. But probably created me a few headaches, good headaches, because there was a couple of boys there that stood up and, in that game. And, you know, like a player like Ray Stone, who's got played for us the last couple of weeks now, like, he's made it very difficult for me to leave him out of the 17. So created some good headaches, freshened up some of our senior players that have been playing a lot of footy. And then we had our first training session yesterday, so it gave us an extra day of preparation into this week. And with our first training session yesterday, I seen a real intensity and spark in their eyes, you know, because that's probably their first real intense session that those boys that were rested have done since the Storm game. They were used a bit as cannon fodder last week for the other guys. So it definitely hasn't hurt us. It can only help us.
Brad, huge expectation on the Eels always, and this year was no different. And we've spent all of this morning really talking about the Tigers and Michael Maguire. And again, you know, the pressure that a coach faces. And for you personally, mate, how have you dealt with, another year of that roller coaster ride? You've had some unbelievable highs as a team and some tough lows as well. How do you personally keep getting yourself up and get you and the team ready for what you're about to face this year?
Yeah, look, I'm 8 years in now to this job anyway at Parramatta, and the expectations are huge, and obviously, you know, the premiership drought, so it just comes with the territory. But, you know, I'm the leader of the team, I'm the leader of the club, and I need to be able to put everything, you know, the outside noise or the expectations and the pressure aside, and, you know, I need to be nice and calm if I want our players to be nice and calm about their approach to their footy and only really focus on the stuff that they can control, which is on the field, and I can only really focus on the stuff that you might control, which is their preparation. And, you know, and look, early in my career, maybe I let some of that stuff get to me, but now it's just part of it. And, you know, I don't let it bother me. I know I've got a job to do. I'm confident in the job that we're doing as a club and as a team. And we've got to live up to the expectations. Just simple as that.
What about your confidence levels, Brad, after that Melbourne Storm game, because it was a terrific performance? Did you ask yourself, where has that been from your playing group? Because after watching that game and seeing how you played, you can trouble anyone in the semi-finals.
Yeah, so it's really good that, not for our belief, it's really good that we know we can do it. So the key now is that we need to want to do that all the time. And I thought against the Cowboys the week before, we showed more like, as long as we play with our DNA every week, you know, some weeks that'll be good enough, and, you know, sometimes it mightn't be. I'll be content and happy. And I thought against the Cowboys we did that because we played with plenty of energy. We, you know, we played high energy game. We were very aggressive, and then we carried that on into the Storm game, which then we tidied up some of our execution. We made the most of our opportunities, and I thought our scramble and desperation was outstanding against the Storm, and that's exactly the approach that we need to take into the Newcastle game.
Yeah, you played them, the Knights, back in round 13, and you beat them 40-4 there in Newcastle, but they had no Mitchell Pearce, no Kalyn Ponga. I mean, do you even go back and look at that game to find things you can perhaps use this weekend, or is it a complete write-off?
Well, it's not a write-off because I know they had a weakened team, but it was the style of footy that we played that night. We played a real controlled up-tempo game, and, you know, so there's some things that we can use out of it, and I like, as a coach, to focus on what we do well rather than, you know, too much about the opposition. We definitely know that there are a lot of, you know, threat across the park, but the stuff that, if we can do what we do well and stick to our systems, well, it gives us a better chance than overcomplicating and worrying too much about the opposition.
Brad, what's this week look like for, like you said, you've rested 11 players, you've got 11 players coming back into the squad. What's it look like for those guys that have been rested in regards to prep for the Knights game?
Yeah, we had a big day yesterday in terms of, you know, a good 90-minute hit out on the field where they, you know, we got a fair bit of K's into their legs. The intensity was through the roof, and I was a bit of 13-on-13, and you know, and a bit of video. And then today we'll do a little bit of video to review yesterday's training and some weights. And then Wednesday will be a day off for them, and then Thursday's our prep day, our normal prep day, into Saturday's captain's run. So we got an extra couple of days preparation by resting those players last week.
Do you get Regan Campbell-Gillard back this week, Brett?
Yeah. So yeah, it's been a, I've got to obviously name the team this afternoon, and it's been very tough couple of days for me to narrow it down, and we get Reg back, and he was one of our most consistent performers and our better performers throughout the year, and I didn't realise until he wasn't there on actually how important he was to us. I just felt like we lost a bit of grunt there, and all the hard tough stuff, and leading the forward pack for a couple of weeks there. So he's going to be a welcome addition to our team.
How do you feel about playing at Rockhampton, of all places, for an elimination final?
Yeah, well, it's going to be, so it's a 4 o'clock game and it's going to be 29 degrees, so plenty of opportunity for both teams to play a bit of footy, so there'll be no excuses on that front. And, it's good that we're taking the game to regional Queensland and trying to grow the game. We're very grateful that we're able to keep the game going.
And as a group, Brad, do you think the boys have handled being in that hub life? Because it's not for everyone.
Look, Laurie, I think early, when now that we've changed our location and environment, it's a bit different. We've got the families around us. I think at the last couple of weeks, we've handled it better. Just maybe, the couple of weeks there when they were living in each other's pocket, it was tough, but every team had to do it. But I feel like we're back to a bit more normality now, having the families around, and the time that they spend together, it's time that they want to spend together. It's not, forced because they're 24/7 in each other's pocket.
Clint Gutherson, he's okay, Brad. How's his fitness after, of course, he caught that knock late in that game against Melbourne?
Yep, he trained yesterday for the first time, so it was a real good freshen up for him, and he got through his yesterday's session fine.
How's Fergie been in camp?
Bringing the energy. Yeah. He brings plenty of energy.
He brings plenty and he takes plenty. But we're very lucky that Dom come up because that's kept him nice and calm anyway, nice and cool.
Beautiful.
Brad, great to talk to you. Thanks for your time, and enjoy and good luck for the final series.
Yeah, thanks, boys. Appreciate it.